Could God be waiting on you? When we think about waiting, we all can relate. You may be watching this as you scroll through social media because you are waiting. Even now, you may be waiting in a car line, waiting on an appointment, waiting on your kids to be done with practice, waiting on your spouse, waiting on a curbside meal delivery, waiting on a test result, waiting on an answer. We are always waiting. It's never easy. We despise it with all we are because our flesh cries out for instant gratification, immediate answers, and a fast pace. Yet still, we must wait in some way every day, and we even face seasons of waiting. What does waiting produce in our heart? Patience. There are so many truths about waiting on the Lord and trusting the timing of God as we live out our days on this earth. But have you ever thought about God waiting on you? We don't normally picture God as the one waiting. I'm reminded of the story of the prodigal son in Luke 15. A father has two sons. One son remains faithful while one chooses to cash in on his inheritance and walk away. The father patiently waits. When the wayward son finds himself empty and lost, he comes to his senses and remembers his father's love and kindness. He comes home. The father sees him, runs to him, and welcomes him with open arms. The father always waits for those who are lost to come home. His desire, because of his deep love for us, is for every heart to come home. So he waits. 2 Peter 3:8. But do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. Why is God waiting? He doesn't want anyone to perish. He wants every eye to see, every heart to repent and accept the truth of the gospel of Jesus and ultimately come home. I find myself these days praying the same words John prayed in the final chapter and verse of Revelation. Come, Lord Jesus, come. I'm ready to leave this old world behind. But still, God's timing. He isn't slow. He is patient and full of mercy. His waiting is a gift of grace. Is God waiting on you? His mercy, kindness, and grace is so great and so intimate that if even one heart would turn back to him and run home, he will patiently wait. That's the truth. God so loved the world, he sent Jesus to save us. As believers in our waiting, we share the story of that promise. We trust God's timing and plan, even in the waiting. Know where you are on the journey. I'm Lori Klein.